بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ہماری نظر ہماتن دنیا پر ہے اور دین پر بالکل نہیں، جو خلوص کے منافی ہیں. حضرت مولانا اشرف الفان رحمۃ اللہ says that our focus is at all times it is on the دنیا، it is not at all on the دین. Whereas our focus should be primarily on the deen, because we have been created for the akhirat and we have been sent here to prepare ourselves for the akhirat. Instead of that, we focus our entire attention, our minds, our hearts, bodies, everything is focused on this dunya. And so we continue, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Al-Haqum al-Takathur hatta hazartum al-Maqabir. That people are, they continue, you continue with your mutual rivalry, competing with one another, accumulating wealth, and this process will continue until you meet the grave, until you are assigned into the qabr. So it will continue in this manner. So our focus, instead of being on the akhirat for the purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created us, it is totally on this dunya. If everyone reflects, if we reflect and think carefully, then we'll understand that even our acts of ibadat is this dunya. We perform our ibadat mechanically. We are born Muslims and we just perform it mechanically and just to get over it, and to discharge something which has been imposed upon us, and we just perform it in any manner, haphazardly. And if something of the dunya clashes with our ibadat, then we put that ibadat one side and we attend to the dunya. That is our halat, that is our condition. And this, it is negatory of khulus. Now, this attitude, it negates the ikhlas. There's no ikhlas in us. For that reason, we conduct ourselves in this manner. Ilmen ilmen deen bikadre zarurat hasil karke phir apne ko murshid kamil ke subut kar de aur uska ittiba kare. It is necessary to acquire knowledge of the deen to the degree of necessity. Does not mean everyone will become a sheikh and a Mulana, Maulvi. No, everyone has to acquire sufficient knowledge which is wajib upon him for his daily activities, acts of ibadah, as well as your worldly activities. Even your worldly activities are regulated by the ahkam of the Shariat. So it is necessary to acquire sufficient ilm in order to ensure that you lead your life in accordance with the Shariat. And after you have acquired that knowledge, sufficient knowledge, then you should hand yourself over to a guide, to a kamil murshid, one who will guide you along this path, purifying your nafs, moral purification, reformation, because without islah of the nafs, without purifying the nafs, it is not possible to reach Allah Ta'ala. And it's not possible to attain success in the akhirat. So you should hand yourself over to such a mursid. But the problem we are facing in this zaman, we are living in akhiru zaman, in times which are very near to qiyamah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given many warnings about the people who will be posing as guides. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that I fear most for my ummah such leaders, such imams and such sheikhs and sheikhs and mawlis and such mursis, we will mislead them. Now this is a time in which we find most of the so-called sheikhs of the tasawwuf, they are all misleaders. It is therefore necessary to examine the person whom you want to adopt as your guide, as your murshid. You must study his life. And the criterion is always the Shariat. Nothing else but the Shariat. So you must study him first and see if this person, if this Sheikh, this Maulana, this Maulvi, if he is following the Shariat, the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he is linked to a proper silsila, then you accepting as your guide, as your murshid. But if he does not measure up to the standard of the Shariat, then stay far from him. Nowadays, find the tasawwuf, sheikhs, what? Their tasawwuf, it consists of what? Of jalsas. And then they sing songs there. Sing songs and nasheeds. And have a feast thereafter, that is the tasawwuf now. And have some congregational zikr, that is the tasawwuf of today. Because they themselves don't understand what is the tasawwuf, what is the maqsad, the objective of the tasawwuf. They have no understanding of it. And in order to stay into business and to promote themselves and project themselves as Sufis, they organize all this kind of jalsas. Former days, you never hear of all this type of jalsas. Every now and then a new name and a new type of jalsa coming up. But the procedure is the same. Eating, feasting, merrymaking, and singing songs, and praising one another, that is all. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us about such people. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, كَذَلْكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ أَدْوَانْ شِيَعَةٍ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُمِ الْأَبَانِ سُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. And this man, Allah Ta'ala says, we have appointed for every Nabi enemies. For enemies from amongst the human Shayatin and the jinn shayatin. Allah Ta'ala said, shayatin and jinn or shayatin ins. The human shayatin and the jinn shayatin. We have appointed from them enemies for every Nabi. And these two groups of shayatin, the human shayatin and the jinn shayatin, they whisper unto each one, to one another, statements of deception which they adorn. They adorn then statements of deception and they mislead people. They will adorn it with ayat of the Quran and with hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they will give their own interpretation and this manner mislead people. So this in this zamana you will find the type of learned person. There are two types of shayateen. One you'll find the human shayateen. They are human beings. And they are under the influence of the shayateen. And the shayateen whisper to them and influence them to mislead people. And then you have the other shayateen, the jinn shayateen. These are jinn. And these two groups, they work hand in glove. During the time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had imprisoned many, many jinn shayateen way in the oceans, in the islands. He confiscated all their good kitabs of sihr, magic, the wonderful magic they would perform, and he confiscated all their books and he buried it under his throne. It's possible the Yahud are, for the last 40 years, they're digging under Masjid al-Aqsa, searching for these kitabs. If they can get those kitabs, they will rule the whole world. For 40 years, non-stop, they are digging and searching for these kitabs of the jinn. So, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he buried all those kitabs. And he imprisoned these jinn anywhere in remote islands. And as Qiyamah approaches, they will be breaking loose. Allah Ta'ala will set them free. The process of setting them free has already begun some time ago. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these jinn whom Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam had imprisoned, they will appear in human form. And they will come to the masajid. And they will give eloquent bayans on the deen. And they will recite Quran, Sharif, Qirat beautifully. beautifully will they recite Qirat, and they will attack and draw crowds. And in this moment, they will destroy the iman of the people. So in such times of danger, how is the ordinary person going to understand who's now this boy? I mean, a real human being in the form of a sheikh with a long beard, long kurta, with a big amama, and is giving bayan, eloquent bayans, quoting Quran, quoting hadith. You must always remember the criterion is the Shariat. The criterion is the Shariat. No matter who the person may be, what a great sheikh, Maulana, Alim, Allama, Wali can appear to be. If he diverts, deflects from the Shariat, then you must know that man is a shaitan. He's either a human shaitan or a real jinn shaitan. A jinn shaitan. So the Shariat, there are certain issues in the Shariat which every Muslim, even an ignorant Muslim, he understands. It doesn't require the fatwa of a mufti. And for such issues, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you don't need to get the fatwa of a mufti. Where must you get the fatwa? You got your own mufti. Who's your mufti? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your mufti is your heart. Istafti qalbak. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, istafti qalbak. You ask a fatwa from your heart. There are issues which every Muslim understands. Every Muslim, how ignorant, he can be, he understands, for example, pork is haram, carrion is haram. He understands riba interest is haram. He understands that zina is haram. He understands liquor is haram, alcohol is haram. Such things he understands. Oh, he doesn't require now a fatwa for that. But you'll find now, in this age, you'll find the learned people coming up with technical arguments, taking out of the kitab, technicalities, in order to make halal the scarian, in order to make halal riba, the bank riba, and they use the Quran for qira'at competitions. And the motive is money. Everyone is after money. So now you understand this thing. This person is either a shaitan or he is the agent of shaitan. So stay away from him. One sheikh many years ago, he said, I was sitting in a bayan. One person was like a muhaddis narrating ahadith. He's narrating ahadith very fluently and eloquently speaking. And you'll find this, in the manner, eloquent speaking and drawing crowds, you'll find this Facebook movies, staying far from them. Those who come on Facebook, they are all agents of shaitan. They're all in this group. Stay far away from them. So he said, Sheikh said, I heard that thing. He started, but this Sheikh was muhaddis himself. He listened, this person was narrating, I heard this hadith from this one, from the chain. Then when he started to narrate a chain of hadith, then the sheikh was sitting there, I knew this person is a shaitan. So what I did, I recited Ayatul Kursi. When I said Ayatul, when I looked, there was no one sitting there in front of me. So when you come into the company of these kind of people, this kind of Maulvis and sheikh, recite Ayatul Kursi and move away from there. Otherwise you will destroy your imam. So, while there's a need to have a guide, a murshid, be careful who you adopt as your murshid. If there's no murshid, then you take the kitabs of this awliya and study the kitabs of the awliya and make amal on it to the best of your ability. Where you don't understand the kitab, you ask an ordinary alim, maulvi, who understands this and he will explain to you. Any questions?